Man, last week, we sat around this table, and we spoke about a chazan in a wheelchair. And we had to establish, first of all, can you daven Shmoneh Esrei, or the Amida, because we all know there's not 18 blessings in there. Can you daven the Amida sitting down? It's called the Amida, which means what in Hebrew?
Standing.
And therefore, how can you daven it sitting down? And we established, I would say, kimat, beyond the shadow of a doubt, as you could see in the top of the source sheet that we dealt with last week, that you can daven sitting down when you have no choice, which means either you're too sick to stand up, you are handicapped, you are on a plane, you are on a train, any of those situations, you can definitely daven sitting down. Mefurash Gemara, Mesechet Brachot, Taf, Lamed, Amud, Aleph, Paskin, and Shulchan Aruch, Simon, Tzadik, Dalet, Seif, Dalid and Vav. That is absolutely true. The only question that we dealt with last week was the story about Rav Ashi, who for whatever reason had to daven sitting down, and when he came home, he re-davened by standing up. And we saw three interpretations. One is, that's exactly what you have to do. If you can, you're supposed to daven again. Obviously a person in a wheelchair can't, but that person can. But the other two interpretations said no. Either Rav Ashi was machmir himself, or Rav Ashi, the first time he davened, after he finished his Shmoneh Esrei, unlike the people Bruce just described, said, hey, wait a minute, I didn't have kavanah for davening today. I didn't notice that it says, and to Jerusalem, your city, you shall return. I didn't notice that I asked God to hear my prayer. So I'm going to daven again with kavanah. But if you had kavanah the first time, you don't have to re-daven. So therefore, we established last week, to sum up, you are allowed to daven the Amida sitting down when necessary. The only question is, do you have to re-daven? And the majority of poskim say no. Okay, there was a question. Yes.
What was the question?
Your name, because people that hear the recordings want to know who they are. Yeah, Natan.
I would argue, someone can't stand on their legs, then they're standing on their
heads. What?
If they can't stand on the legs, by definition,
they're standing on their heads. Okay.
The
halacha is you have to daven with regel yeshara, as the Gemara calls it, which means 2 feet together, and therefore standing on your hips would not suffice for the Amida in general on a normal day when people can stand up and daven. Yes, Bruce.
When you get the case on a plane or a train, that sounds like pretty odd, okay. But would you have a choice if you could stand comfortably and not bother anyone?
Absolutely.
But
we went through this last week, Rufus, and I quote again the Shulchan Aruch on top of the page. If you're on a boat or on a wagon, take out the word boat, put in the word plane train. If you can stand up comfortably, you stand up. And if you can't, and of course everyone will define why can't you. Either you physically can't, the seatbelt signs are on, or you're bothering the people next to you, or you just physically are not able to stand up. Yoshev bimkomo mitpalel.
That leads me to think that therefore the man davening at the front, but chachila, it should be someone standing. If you don't have someone standing.
Okay, we'll get to that. Again, Bruce, around this table, we're not dealing with lichatchila. We all know what we do every day. Every day we come to davening and we stand up for Shmoneh Esrei, and it's called the Amida for a reason. We're talking about a gentleman or a lady who cannot stand up. So the first question we have to deal with is, are you allowed to daven stand sitting down? Because maybe we'd say, hey, if you're only allowed to stand up during Amida, and if you can't stand up, therefore you shouldn't daven the Amida, then this poor gentleman or lady in the wheelchair is what would we call them in halacha? Someone that can't do something, wants to but can't. Anus. He is not able to. Anus rachamana patre. If you are anus, the Torah, or God in this case, says you are exempt. So fine. But we saw no. You're allowed to daven sitting down. You should standing up, but you're allowed sitting down. Now we're getting to that, Bruce. That's the subject today. How did we end off last week? We said everything is fine, you can daven sitting down. The only question is, do you have to re-daven? You can daven sitting down. So now let's take that one step further. Would we allow the chazan leading us in services to sit down in his wheelchair and lead us? Maybe it's a little different for a chazan. Now we do have a precedent in halacha regarding the differences between the chazan and the congregation. The Gemara talks about in Masechet Ta'anit about the ad hoc fast days that they used to have when there was no rain, when there was a drought. And they talk about what the chazan should be. They never once talk about what the tzibur should be, or who should be counted for the minyan. So perhaps, around this table, we could say we have a precedent in halacha in which there is a difference between the criteria for a chazan and the criteria of a regular davener. I'll give you another example. The dress code for davening perhaps would be different for the chazan than the congregation. You've been to shuls where the chazan wears a talis, if he's a chazan, at mincha, let's say. You don't see the congregation putting on talisim at mincha. So we have precedents in halacha like this. So the question we have now, and this was the question that we started this whole lecture with last week, can the chazan in the wheelchair lead us in services? This poor chazan was one of the balei tefila in the shul. There's not many. He's now in a wheelchair. He's over 70. He has a beautiful voice still, and he's able to lead services beautifully, and the people like him. Is it an affront to the congregation, or is it suitable for the congregation to have him lead services sitting down? So, let's see. Bottom of the page. The Gemara talks about standing up and sitting down with regard to one context. We saw last week the context of duchening. But there's another context at the bottom of the page. Masechet Megillah, page 21a. HaKore et HaMegillah Omeid VeYoshev. When you read the Megillah on Purim, you can read it either sitting down or opposite of sitting down. Anyone? Thank you. Baruch Hashem, everyone's wide awake. Everyone, come to this class next week with coffee. Come here with your caffeine pills. How can you not understand the question I just did? What's the opposite of sitting down? Standing up, gentlemen. This is not rocket science. No. Yes. Huh? Very nice. It could be lying down. Well, the Gemara here talks about sitting and standing and says in the Mishnah, HaKore et HaMegillah Omed VeYoshev. Right there on the Gemara. The Gemara says on the right side of the page, Mashe Ein Kein BaTorah. This is not true when you either learn Torah or lean the Torah. We don't know yet what it's talking about. So when you lean or learn Torah, you have to stand up. But when you read the Megillah, you can either sit or stand. Manahan Emili, how do you know this is true? Where did you come up with this distinction? That when you lean or learn Torah, you have to stand up. The Gemara says, Amar Rababau, da Amar Kra. Says Rababau, I know it from the first teacher of Torah in history who taught Torah. Who was the first teacher of Torah in history?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu was the first human being. Who taught Moshe?
Hashem.
No, the egg and the chicken. What came first? Hashem. And what did Hashem tell Moshe when he taught him? Ve'ata po amod imadi. And you here shall stand with me. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was receiving the Torah from God, student of Torah, God is the teacher of Torah, God said, Moshe, stand. So from here the Gemara learns that either when you lean or learn Torah, you shall be standing. What's the question that screams out from this Gemara? And again, not rocket science. I just told you when you lean or learn Torah, the two L's, you shall be standing. Pasuk. What are we doing? What are we doing right now? Those that are listening to the recording don't know. We're all sitting down. So are we terrible Jews going against them? Very explicit pasuk. So the Gemara goes on, Tanu Rabbanan, guess what? They were terrible Jews before us. From the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabban Gamliel, one of the Tanaim, I believe he's one of the Tanaim, if I'm wrong, correct me, they would be standing up every time they learned. But, Bishemet Rabban Gamliel, once Rabban Gamliel died, Yarat Koli La'olam, we all became a little impaired. This is what we learned. Mishemet Rabban Gamliel, once Rabban Gamliel died, batel kvod haTorah. There's no longer any respect to the Torah. So everyone around this table should be standing up. But however, since Rabban Gamliel's time until this very day in 2017, people have been sitting down when they learn Torah. So we're in good company. Are we doing the right thing? The wrong thing is for another lecture. But we're in good company. However, there is a place where we still find standing. And where is that? So learning, we've already said, we should be standing for some reason. Yarat choli la'olam. But where do we stand when we do something with the Torah?
When the Torah is
when we lean the Torah. So when we lay in the Torah, we have a mefurash pasuk saying "Va'tapo amod imadi." And I said before that laying the Torah could be not just a Torah learning experience; it could very well be a reenacting the whole Sinai experience. So there's a giver of the Torah, the guy laying. There is a receiver of the Torah, the gentleman who gets the aliyah. And there is gabayim around the bima, just like the Jewish people stood around Har Sinai. And therefore, in that experience, people stand up. Yeah, when you open the ark, you're standing out of, that's a minhag. When the Torah is taken out and moved, you have to stand up.
When you're standing laying, should people be standing?
No, I didn't say that. That's another lecture, but no. But the laner, we see that stands. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. If you look on the left side of the page, you see the Yerushalmi on the same Mishnah says as follows. As you know, there was a Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has the same Mishnah, but has a different Gemara. So the Yerushalmi says, "Zehu shehomed koret likrot b'Torah." Mipnei ma omed? The guy who's about to lane, why is he standing? Why does he stand when he lanes? When you read the Megillah, you can stand or sit. Why is he standing? So the Yerushalmi says two reasons. Either mipnei kvoda, out of respect for the Torah, or mipnei kvod harabim. Anyone want to translate? Right. Out of respect of the congregation, when you speak, when you give a lecture, when you're doing something on behalf of a congregation, you stand up out of respect. You don't sit down. So, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, it's mipnei kvoda, out of respect of the Torah. So we see that both in the Bavli, there's a pasuk quoted saying that when you lane, at least, maybe when you learn, but definitely when you lane, you stand up. And Yerushalmi says you stand up for one of two reasons, either because out of respect of the Torah, or mipnei kvod harabim. Once I hear the word kvod harabim, I come back to our lecture. So the guy in the wheelchair can daven sitting down, no problem. And we'll make sure to make a ramp for him to come into shul, absolutely. But should he be leading services? We have a precedent in halacha, in which everyone can be sitting down during laning. We just said that when you learn Torah, you can sit down. But who stands? The laner. Why? Either out of respect to the Torah, but that would mean we all should stand, or kvod harabim, out of respect of doing something on behalf of the congregation. So here already we have a precedent. When you do something on behalf of the congregation, you stand up. If you want to take it one step further, when you're duchen, you're not just duchening for yourself. You're doing it to bless the Jewish people. You're bringing down God's blessings through your conduit to the Jewish people. Perhaps then that's the reason why you have to stand too, even though there's two psukim for both. Okay, one second, Mr. Fair. I'm sorry, if you remember, just let me know, no problem.
Showing respect to someone, let's say your father came in, so you're standing, or you're teaching with your stand. That's because you can. But let's say you couldn't stand. Would it be disrespectful if you couldn't stand?
Different altogether. That's not kavod. First of all, that's not kavod. That's what's called yirat avayim, ishimova aviv tirao, beginning of Parshat Kedoshim. And that's a different story. Do you have to stand every time you're... father, mother, Rebbe comes into a room. Again, Bruce, let's try to stay within this realm. We're not talking about when you individually have to stand. Here we've said in davening, individually you don't have to stand, if you can't. We're talking about if you're doing something on behalf of the congregation, does that put an additional level of obligation upon you? Yes, Mr. Fay.
The
chazan. That's right. That's right. That's right. Excellent question. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says everyone has to daven and should daven. We count them for the minyan. But the chazan is a different story. We have to pick the best chazan, and then it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, as pointed out on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But if there's no one else, and maybe in this congregation there is no one else, what do you do? So, we just said now, you can daven sitting down, but maybe mishum kvod harabim, you should be standing up. The Reed, one of the Rishonim, actually takes the two Gemaras, the Bavli and the Rishalbi, and puts it together. Klomar, umishum kvod hatzibur avdinan kemoshe, out of respect of the congregation, we do like Moshe. How did Moshe receive the Torah? Batapo amodi madi, standing up. So out of the respect of the congregation, we do the same, which would lead me to believe that laning is about reenacting Har Sinai, and Moshe getting the Torah, that's what we're doing. So if Moshe stood, we stood. Maybe you have to stand up out of respect of God. So that second reason doesn't bother me, because we saw in davening you're speaking to God, and God says you can sit down if you have no choice. But the first reason does bother me. Now, lehalacha, when we lean, we stand up. Right? The leaner is standing up. As the Gemara says, Masha ein kein batorah. When you read the Megillah, does the leaner stand up or sit down? So if you go on YouTube, you will see a beautiful video of Rav Ovadia Yosef leaning the Megillah for the congregation sitting down. Poshet Mishnah Koreta Megillah Omed V'Yoshev. However, what is the common custom? Shulchan Aruch says, bottom of the page, in Hilchos Megillah and Purim, Tafrech Tzadik Si'if Aleph. Korea Adamata Megillah Ben Omed Ben Yoshev. If you're reading the Megillah at home, or on a boat, or on a plane, or on a train, you can sit up, you can sit down, stand up, no problem. Avalo Yikra B'Tzibur Yoshev Lechatchila. But when you're reading within a congregation, you shall stand up out of respect for the congregation. So, as you could see, there is a distinction, even in the Megillah, where the Mishnah said you could stand or sit between the congregation and the people. If you're just leaning the Megillah on your own, sit, stand, do what you want. But if you're the laner and you're in a congregation, those two conditions, you have to stand up. Lechatchila. When the Shulchan Aruch says the word lechatchila, what does he say? What is he basically saying?
There's a bidyevet.
And there's a lechatchila, it means that it's not an absolute obligation, but perhaps there's something else. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzalomar, the im koreh batzibur, if you're reading within a congregation, tzarich likrot ba'amida. You have to stand up. Vayen biur halacha, look in my biur halacha. As you know, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a perush on the Shulchan Aruch called the Mishnah Berurah, and he also wrote a commentary on his own commentary. That's like the person that's learning for a test and knows what he knows, so he asks questions to himself that he doesn't know. That's the way you study for a test. So the Mishnah Berurah, who was the Chafetz Chaim, whose real name was not Chafetz Chaim, went ahead and wrote a perush, an interpretation on Shulchan Aruch, and then wrote a commentary on himself called the Biur Halacha. Very nice. He says, look at my Biur Halacha, usually printed on the page right there. Shetzidadnu, where I have come to the conclusion, again, not clear cut, but this is where I believe the truth lies, the Almida Yedei Smicha Shari Le'inyan Megillah. Now, with regard to Megillah reading, unlike Torah reading, as we saw last week, if you're leaning a bit on the table, it's okay. Why is it different than leaning? Leaning is leaning. Gemara said leaning, you have to stand up. Megillah reading, what did the Mishnah say? You could sit down. We came up now with this idea of Kvod HaTzibur, that maybe in a congregation you should stand up, but it can't be an absolute obligation. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch was very, very, very careful when he said lechatchila only. And the Mishnah Berurah says that unlike leaning, you can put your hand on the bima if needed. So it says, look at my bir halacha. So I followed the instructions on the page. I went to the bir halacha. Not many people follow instructions. I tried on this issue.
When you're learning the Torah or reading the Megillah, must you use a scroll?
When you learn Torah, you don't have to use a scroll. When you read the Megillah, you should use a scroll, and perhaps even read with the Baal Korah, according to many, because mitzvah bo yoter mi bibishlucho. It's more of a mitzvah for you to do it yourself than by virtue of a messenger. On the other hand, in Megillah reading, there is a lot of literature that comes to the conclusion that it's better to read the Megillah within a minyan, because Barovan v'hadrat melech, let's publicize the miracle as much as possible. From here, we could say, fine, we'll publicize the miracle, so we'll all read the Megillah at the same time independently, word for word, with the Baal Korah. How comes along the Grisel of Achik and says, no, if you're reading in a minyan, you dafka have to do it by one Megillah reader, and you listen to him. If not, everyone's doing their own thing. And Terei Kali Lo Mishtami, you can't hear two voices at once. So that's a little bit of a fielder's choice, but I've seen many great gedolim that have a Megillah in their hands properly, and they read along with the Baal Korah. Others don't and listen, Shomea Ka'oneh. But you should have a Megillah on your hand. That's a very good chumrah. Medievet, of course, your yotze, even lechatchila your yotze, because the Baal Korah has a Megillah. But in our, but going back to our story here, the Bir Halacha says like this: Hine b'matei Yehuda mitzadeh d'smicha mutar. With regard to Megillah reading, if you lean on the bima, it's okay. V'nira, and here comes the punchline: the b'sha'at adchak. What sha'at adchak?
An emergency at the moment.
No, emergency is pikuach nefesh. What sha'at adchak? In a difficult situation.
You're forced to do this?
In a difficult situation, very good. Yesh li smoch al zeh lahakel. Ki be'emet min ha'gmara deka amar ma she'en ken ba'torah. Adam halo b'di'evet gam ken yatsa. Ki di'ita ba'me'iri b'hedja. Ve'eno ela lechatchila. Ve'im ken hacha afilo lechatchila sharei. Vechein muchach berashi veran v'divrei harambam novim v'divrei ha'me'iri shuhu minhag shena'abuwa oham kadosh b'inyan ze vechein b'chama inyanim ayen sham. Says the Bir Halacha, with greatest respect to this beautiful new idea of standing up when you lay in the Megillah in a congregation, b'sha'at adchak, in a, how did we say?
Forced
difficult situation. You can definitely either lean or even sit down when you read the Megillah, because in the Gemara, it only said when you lay and learn Torah. What did it say about the laying of the Megillah? Stand or sit. So therefore, in this situation, when you have no choice, let's say the Baal Korah is in a wheelchair, and he's the only one that knows how to read the Megillah. He for sure can sit down with regard to Megillah reading. There isn't even a reason to stand up. The only reason is Kvod HaTzibur. And he says, this is what I found in Rashi, in the Ran, in the Rambam, and everywhere else. Now, he does say at the end, V'avtu b'vadayen lazuz mizeh d'achreshu minhag shel klal Yisrael. Even though there's a minhag to stand up, mikol makom dayenu im nachir b'zeh b'yishiva malash v'lo b'smicha. It's good enough to maybe lean and not actually stand up. So, once again, if you have a laner that knows how to stand up and can't stand up physically, absolutely he should stand up. That's the minhag, and fine. However, when you have someone in a wheelchair with regard to Megillah reading, there's not even a lechatchila to stand up. It's only a kvod HaTzibur issue. If it's a kvod HaTzibur issue that the Shulchan Aruch brings, well, we have to ask the congregation, are you comfortable with a gentleman who's in a wheelchair reading the Megillah for us? If the answer is absolutely, we're comfortable. Or, are we in a sha'at adchak? I mean, this gentleman's in a wheelchair, somehow made it to shul. I don't know how a guy with a wheelchair makes it to shul. Probably takes him 20 minutes just to get out of the house, 20 minutes to make it into shul, not to mention the drive over. Are you comfortable? Is it an affront to you that he sits down? I am pretty sure that the congregation would say, no, it's not. And with regard to Megillah reading, you're totally covered. With regard to davening, I don't see any difference. Yes, we stand up for Amida. But if he can't, we have to say, is it an affront to the congregation? Well, I would say as follows. If a Johnny come lately comes into shul in a wheelchair, says, I want a lane. I want to be a chazan. Who are you? But if a gentleman is part of the congregation the entire time, then I don't think at all that the Kvod HaTzibur is an element, because everyone will say it's our big greatest respect that a gentleman who somehow, we don't know how, made it to shul with all the difficulties physically involved should be the leader of our services. And therefore, I would say, and this is what I said in this situation, that with regard to Hilchos Tefillah, you're covered, the person can definitely sit down. And with regard to Kvod HaTzibur, I don't think your congregation will feel it's an affront to them simply because they know this gentleman. He's been coming to shul all these years. It would be their greatest respect for him to daven. And therefore, I don't see any problem, magam, that with regard to this situation, we found that lechatchila, you can't sit down. So the Kvod HaTzibur is just your congregation. We'll like it, we'll be offended by it, we'll say we'll tolerate it. And his answer was no. They feel very, very amazed that this gentleman is leading us in services. And when I ended the tshuva, he said something in addition, and then I'll take your questions. We say, with regard to davening, that one of the things we want to do is get a gentleman who can really plead before God. And therefore, as pointed out by Mr. Weiser earlier, the chazan for Rosh Hashanah has certain criteria, and one of them is he should have children. So he can pray for the children. He's sensitive to children. He has to be married, so he can pray on behalf of his entire family. He shouldn't have a lot of money in the bank. On the other hand, he shouldn't have no money in the bank. So you can be in the same situation like most people who are middle class, let's just use that for lack of a better term, and therefore he can daven on behalf of the people around him. In this situation, mima'amakim kiraticha Hashem, from the depths I call out to you, Hashem. What amazing, this gentleman who makes such an effort to come to shul with his wheelchair. Wow, what a chazan we'll have. For him, he doesn't take davening for granted. He takes davening lechatchila. So, you can daven sitting down, and in my humble opinion, as long as the congregation doesn't mind, you can definitely have a chazan sitting down. Go in order, yes.
Where does he sit? Person
in a wheelchair.
But where in the shul does he sit?
In a wheelchair.
No, but
where's the wheelchair?
Where's the wheelchair? Okay. Does he go on the bima? Does he go in front of the Aron?
If possible, yes. If possible, yes. Why not?
Which is preferable?
I don't see any difference. I don't see any difference.
Make a difference.
I don't see any difference. That's a problem.
That's a problem because it's a problem.
It's not a balmum. It's actually, we learned it last week on the top of the source sheet. You can see it. It's learned out from the pasuk l'sharto levarech bishmo ma sheirut ma sheirut ba'amida hachanami brocha. In other words, the Gemara says la'amod l'sharet. You have to stand up to give service. One of the services of the kohen is duchenik. So it says la'amod. That is a problem. That is a mefurash pasuk. It's not a balmum. It's not a balmum. It's not a balmum. Even if you're not a Baal Mum, but you can't stand up for whatever reason, you cannot, according to simple halacha, duchen. The fact that how we deal with that today is a different story, but that is the assumption of that shir will have to be, not that you're allowed to sit down when you duchen, but the assumption of a shir on duchening would be that you have to stand up. So now the poor gentleman's in a wheelchair, what do we do? And there's ways to deal with it. And today there are ways in poskim that dealt with it. But there the assumption is you have to stand up. Here the assumption is you don't have to stand up lechatchila when you can't. So it's a different assumption. It's even easier to be matir. Yes, Bruce?
Using the same logic that the congregation is a good problem and this is a forced situation. If you cut and paste a beautiful woman...
I knew you were going to ask. And I was coming here today, someone's going to say, if you hear the word Kvod HaTzibur, that's exactly what yes. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah with regard to women getting aliyahs. It says a woman can get an aliyah, but lo taleh, she shouldn't get an aliyah, mipnei Kvod HaTzibur. What's the difference? What's the difference between that and this?
Which you would try.
Huh?
It depends on which you...
Be more precise. Be more precise. With regard to the woman getting the aliyah, which is a big controversial topic in the year 2017, the Gemara itself said a woman should not get an aliyah mipnei kvod HaTzibur. Paskin in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim. That's a mefurish Gemara cut and pasted into the poskim. In this case, Bruce, on the other hand, have you found one source anywhere that says that when you daven Shmon Esre and you can't stand up, sit down. But if you're a chassid, no, you have to stand up. We don't have a source like that in the Gemara. Aval, something along the lines. Aval ta'amod or ya'amod bipnei kvod HaTzibur. So there's a huge difference between the two cases. In the case of women aliyahs, it says explicitly in the Gemara, but she shouldn't get an aliyah mipnei kvod HaTzibur. In this case, it didn't say that in the Gemara. Somehow, in later poskim, it came in through a Yerushalmi, maybe, mishum kvod harabim, when you lame the Megillah, even though you could be sitting down, you should stand up. So it's much different than the woman, which is actually right in the Gemara. Here it's not. Difference number one. Difference number two. When the Shulchan Aruch brings that halacha about women getting aliyahs, he says, quoting the Gemara, "Avalo taleh mishum kvod HaTzibur." Here he said, "Avalo yikrav etzibur yoshev lechatchila mipnei kvod HaTzibur." What's the difference? Let's go back to Sesame Street days. One of the things that don't belong to you, one of the things are not kind of the same. What is not kind of the same? Avalo taleh mipnei kvod HaTzibur versus Avalo yikrav etzibur yoshev lechatchila mipnei kvod HaTzibur. What's the difference? One word. Lechatchila. By women getting aliyahs, that word doesn't exist. Here it does. Now, I'm not getting into a shir on women giving aliyahs. I am not giving an opinion on it at this moment. But there is a huge difference between the two cases. One is in the Gemara, this one is not. quite the contrary. Here in the Gemara, we have explicit Gemara says you could sit down during davening. Number two, even when the Shulchan Aruch brings it, he uses the word lechatchila because he knows there's a Mefurish Mishnah that says you could sit down. So how can I come out and come up with this new idea? So he says lechatchila, and it's a minhag, and we only told you a minhag. So nope, the answer to your question, Bruce, you can cut and paste. Two different stories. Gentlemen, I think that we're living in a beautiful generation in which we have these questions being asked. I am sure that 40, 50 years ago, when a person was in a wheelchair, we basically gave up on that person and said, oh, I'm a nebuch. They wouldn't build ramps for that kind of a person. They wouldn't think of him being a chazen. They wouldn't think of any of these things. Today, Baruch Hashem, we're in a situation where we're thinking about it. We're breaking our heads on it. This is not such a headbreaker as we saw. But quite frankly, the very fact that we're so sensitive to every last individual, including the person in the wheelchair, I think is a praise to our generation. That we're sensitive to every last individual, not just what we call the normal, quote-unquote, people, but even the people that are not necessarily under the definition of, quote-unquote, normal. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful praise for our generation. So, to sum up the two shiurim we gave, in my humble opinion, a chazen who is in a wheelchair, as long as the congregation knows him and wants him, can be the chazen. Number one, you can sit down during Shmoneh Esrei, as we've proven. And number two, there's no kvodat tzibur issue with regard to a congregation that says we want him to be a chazen. Number three, and I'll just add this in, I don't recall anywhere that it says, but with regard to the chazen, in Amida, Chazaret HaShatz, he should stand up b'pnei kvodat tzibur. Why doesn't it say that with regard to Chazaret HaShatz? Because you should be standing anyway. But if you can't, we saw the halachas. And there has never been a distinction made there regarding kvodat tzibur. So because of these three reasons, I believe that a chazen in a wheelchair, when the congregation doesn't mind, can for sure be a chazen, and I think it's even a beautiful thing, because with all the difficulties of him coming to shul, hopefully his tefillah will be all the more substantial, all the more important, and hopefully pierce the heavens even more. Have a good day, everyone. Take care.